Governor Andrew Cuomo has set an energy mandate for New York. By the year 2030, 50% of the state's electricity needs will be met with renewable resources such as solar and wind power. To get there, the state has set up a program under which colleges can compete for $1 million awards for the best energy ideas, and the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, NYSERDA, has set up a 10-year, $5 billion clean energy fund. John Rhodes, the CEO and president of NYSERDA, explains how that money will be used.
It will go to partners who will invest in clean energy solutions. So a homeowner or a business that is interested in energy efficiency or in on-site power or in a photovoltaic on their premises. It will go to innovators who are developing new solutions that can provide the kind of answers we need over the next 10 years in order to get to the governor's goals. The most prominent one is something called the Clean Energy Standard, which was put forth by the governor right at the end of last year. And it is a mandate requiring that 50% of all electricity in 2030 be produced renewably. And this is a nation-leading goal. It's ambitious, but it's feasible.
When most people hear the term renewable resources, they probably think solar power and wind power. What else is considered renewable?
Well, you've certainly hit on the principal ones. There are some others, anaerobic digestion, which is a way of harvesting organics, typically on a farm or possibly in a food processing plant or at a wastewater treatment plant, and turning that into clean energy. So it's got an energy benefit, and also it's got other environmental benefits because you're reducing need to dispose of waste.
Colleges are going to play a part in this, the Energy to Lead competition. Can you tell us more about that?
The governor announced a $3 million competition inviting teams across from any campus in New York to develop a student-led coalition to come up with an idea about how to create a cleaner, more sustainable, more energy efficient, more renewable future for the campus and for New York. So it's an invitation to the students to find people to work with, faculty, staff, fellow students, other partners, to develop strategies that will reduce greenhouse gas on campuses and in the local community. The three best ideas, or the three groups with the best ideas, will each get $1 million that will, go to the institution to implement their very creative energy idea. And we're moving forward with that and looking to receive applications by early April.
John Rhodes is the president and CEO of NYSERDA, the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority.